It's the 14th of Granny.
It is the 14th of Granny, and that's where we started recording.
Yay!
Welcome back. It is good to be back after over 2 months.
9 years!
Yes. I have turned even more into a cyborg than the last time we played. So since it's been a while, let's do a little bit of a longer recap. You all were kidnapped, by one sense, or whisked away to an adventure, depending on how you frame it, which you can now pretty conclusively say was done by Ruko's mom, Raven Youngblood.
Traitor.
You were all found yourselves together in the lair of a white dragon that you slew, in a place of the world that you had no idea where you were. You explored, followed rivers, used all your survival skills to find your way to the Great River, where you met up with a friendly group of dwarves on a barge who were willing to take you down to Coloste, the closest city in the region. The barge was attacked by what at first appeared to be bandits, but you eventually discovered were actually agents of the Windhavian Empire, who were up to some sort of nefarious schemes down here along the river, in an area that they're not technically at war with. You got to Coloste, introduced yourself to the local constable, and who you convinced that the Windhavian Empire was posing a new threat. And in response, the constable locked down the city, no one in or out, stranding you here in this foreign fiefdom.
We just can't leave by boat, right?
Yeah.
We just take off into the countryside.
You can go to the countryside if you want.
Okay.
But you'd want to leave by boat.
Yeah.
Having a little bit of not sure what to do, you were given a job by the second captain, Polga, who let you know of a farm, a remote farm, off a ways from the city, that another adventuring group had went to find and check in on, and they hadn't returned. And so she offered to pay you money in exchange for going to the farm and figuring out what happened to the adventuring party and the farm itself. So you made your way to the farm, where you found everybody was missing, and quickly discovered that they were missing because they'd been eaten by these sort of giant land shark-like monstrosities known as bullets. You all fought a mother bullet and its spawn of its clutch of hatchlings. You found the bodies of three of the adventurers from the adventuring group, but not the fourth one. However, during the late evening, an errant rock on the rooftop alerted you all that somebody was nearby, and you quickly found a paladin named Myra, who was a paladin of Iona and part of the Dawnbound. The bullets had eaten the kind of bottom half of her body off, and through sheer 20 constitution and her paladin faith, had managed to survive. So, you all made a makeshift sledge for her and started bringing her back to Coloste along the way, getting to know her and her adventuring group. You found out that she let you keep the items that you found of her adventuring friends because they were either of no use to her or would cause her emotional damage. So you got a cloak of protection and a bottle of boundless coffee that you all were delighted with and shared amongst yourselves.
We'll find out soon.
You all continued on further, making camp for the evening, during which you heard the sounds of frogs in the night. But as you woke up in the morning, the sounds of frogs got louder, as you all get in there to bring camp, a giant frog, even larger than the bullet, walking on two legs, rolled up to the camp, surprising you all. This large frog-like creature beelined for Ruko, using its tongue to devour him and put him in its belly. But, interestingly, once Ruko was inside of the frog, even though he was unconscious, he immediately stabilized. And once safely in the frog's belly, it like teleported, like it shadow stepped a little bit and started like to go away from y'all. But thankfully, you all had dealt it enough points of damage, and it brought it to a point where you were able to slay it before it could get away with Ruko in the belly, dissolving into a pile of sort of tar and goo as you killed it. Ruko still alive, phased by the experience, but otherwise okay. Mahogany searched through the sludge, finding a small leather pouch with a bundle of hair inside tied with a ribbon. looking at the hair, looking at Ruko's hair, it looked like a pretty close match. Which is the point you found out about Ruko's slightly unorthodox childhood.
Just one way to put it.
Finding out that the only person who ever cut his hair was his mother. And that she always took the scraps and burned them. And Ruko was surprised that you all didn't burn your hair after you cut it. His mom would even clean out his combs and brushes and burn those hairs as well.
I mean, it's just good hygiene.
Yeah, just like bathing yourself in the endless coffee.
Bathing?
Yeah. Oh, you did.
Then,
that's
and then
right.
Covered in sludge, Rudy poured coffee all over Ruko to try to get the sludge off of him. At which point, Ruko went off to a stream and just a brown sludge. A coffee smelling brown sludge poured off of his body. Y'all tried to figure out if Elaine had any sort of enemies none that he could think of. You asked him if his mom maybe could have been behind this, since his mom was the only person that had access to his hair, but he just pointed out that his mom could teleport to him at any time if she wanted to. You asked about Ruko's dad. Perhaps his dad has something to do with it. You found out that Ruko's dad is a leader of a rival guild. Him and his mom seem cool. And so you decided that once you got back to town, you'd cast Sending to check in with Ruko's mom. Ruko asked all of you about your relationships with your parents. Gertie had never met hers. And Mahogany mentioned that her parents died a long time ago, at which point Ruko whispered orphan under his breath.
I forgot about that.
And Elaine told you that she doesn't speak to her parents. They're dead to her. Myra mentioned that she had a great relationship with her parents. it was a little before noon when you got back to Kalas Day. You all headed to the Iona Temple, where you met Keeper Yelena Wormhearth, who was very happy to see Myra again and thanked the group, and then offered to help you out with whatever she could.
Is it Wormhearth?
Wormhearth,
okay.
Yeah, Wormhearth would be a very...
Oh, yeah, that's... I was like, that's
vibe.
Not what
Worms
I wrote
in my
down.
Worried about his mom, Ruko asked if Keeper Wormhearth would cast Sending his mother. In order to do that, the Keeper asked for a description, and so Ruko cast Disguise Self on himself to look like his mom, at which point the rest of the group recognized the person and kidnapped.
Your chase.
You all accused Ruko's mom of being a bad lady. Ruko countered that his mom was misunderstood because that's how real ones are.
Right.
Yes, the message, you sent a message asking from Ruko had the keeper send a message to his mom. Asking when she last saw him, did she kidnap people? They were sent to a dragon lair, found by a Banderhob. Oh yes, the creature that you devoured, Ruko, was a Banderhob.
You devoured it?
That devoured Ruko.
And
the keeper could only think of three things that could create it: a wicked fae, a powerful fiend, or a wicked and powerful mortal. Mage, wizard, perhaps. None of whom Ruko knew of any that could potentially have it out for him. Ruko's mom responded to tell Ruko to embrace his destiny. He's doing well, get strong, and make friends. You all were taken aback by the response. Gertie was especially furious. Mahogany had the keeper send a message on her behalf. Mahogany wants to know why you took her from where she was. To which all she responded was that you are destined to do great things. Y'all are pretty angry about this, and wanted to know if Ruko's mom had any prophesizing abilities, which, as far as Ruko knows, she doesn't. But Ruko did mention that the last time that he saw his mom, his mom told him that she had talked to a fortune teller, and the famous fortune and the fortune teller told his mom that Ruko was destined to, that the group was destined to do great things. Ruko also confessed that his mom was frustrated with his lack of progress, that he'd been trying to get an adventuring group together, but other Nepo babies just want to sit around, spend their parents' money and do drugs, and sell their lip products. Grady was very interested in those lip products.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And thus, the drawing.
Yeah. The Keeper offered to send one more message on your behalf. You all decided to go get report back to the watch and get drunk instead. Though Ruko did give the Keeper a watercolor illustration of the Dawnbound at their fancy dinner to give to Keeper, to give to Myra. The Keeper gave you all gave you a silver piece and told you that your first round was on her at the bar. You all took off, but Mahogany left telling you that she's going to go make a donation. Arriving back at the temple, she gave the Keeper 50 gold pieces and asked her to send another message to Riven Youngblood, which you all don't know what that message was.
Mm.
But I know. but instead of responding to the sending message, Riven Youngblood showed up, and her and Mahogany had an escalating discussion in which harsh words were exchanged, and Mahogany did not get the answers that she was hoping for, Ruka's mom, Raven, basically told her that she has told her everything that she will and can tell her, the mom offered to send Mahogany back if she didn't want to be here. Mahogany insisted that she was going to stay here and take care of Ruko, and then accused Ruko's mom of being the one that was maybe hurting Ruko. At which point, the conversation was over. Raven slapped Mahogany and told her that if she thought she would ever hurt her son, she was an idiot. And that was pretty much where the conversation was left, with the stunned Mahogany, stunned wearing off, her leaving, and Raven teleporting away. So, Mahogany made her way back to the rest of the group. Mahogany was in a mood and refused to talk to the group about what had happened. Y'all went back to the guardhouse and made your report about the Dawnbound at the farm. And you all were given your pay, 50 gold pieces apiece, and told that the dock embargo was still on. You headed back to the Silver Needle and picked up your Winter Wolf cloaks from Vasha. The Winter Wolf cloaks give you resistance to cold damage, and those are all in your D&D Beyond inventories now.
Here you go.
I still need to print out little cards
it
for them.
It does not say that we have resistance, though.
You haven't equipped it yet, have you?
Oh, is that what it is? It doesn't require attunement, right?
No.
Oh, that's what it is. Got it.
And so you went, then from there you went to the Bent Cask for drinks, where Hot Barkeep, as Shay put it in the notes on you, greeted them. Give you all Strekka, Mahogany bought an entire bottle for herself, got further and further into her cups, retreating further and further away from the group. While you all played bar games, and while Gertie's lips swelled to an uncomfortable size.
That's right.
Uncomfortable for us.
Yeah. Gertie is loving it.
I think it's beautiful.
Oh, Gertie was loud.
I don't know what's wrong with you guys.
Mahogany ended up buying a second bottle and drinking until she started quietly crying and refusing to engage at all with the group, at which point she passed out and was carried upstairs. Elaine prevented her from having a hangover.
No,
and when
that didn't happen,
Mahogany asked her
it
about
didn't?
It.
No,
when Mahogany asked her,
I definitely
her,
wrote notes.
And when Mahogany asked her about it, Elaine told her that she just needs Mahogany to be useful to them.
Oh.
All right, so
the reason wasn't kind, but it did happen.
No.
Oh, yes, and with the weird mood at the bar that evening, Elaine was looking around with a smile on her face.
Oh, yes.
And Mahogany accused her of being at her best when everyone else was at their worst.
Am I wrong?
No.
No?
You're not right either.
Is that true?
So, it is the 14th of Grinning, 783 AG. It is the week's end, Fantasy Sunday, in Kalaste, in Sudarus. You all have left the Bitcask and have decided to head to the Constabulary to see if they have any work. Mahogany is still in a bit of a funk from the night before.
Excuse me.
So, Mahogany, I will say, as you're walking, there is one thing. So, like, obviously, yes, Ruko's mom was, you know, bad, evil. Or at least to your perception. But there's two things that I feel like, as you were kind of ruminating perhaps this morning, that stick out to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have you roll, real quick, so you roll me an insight check.
One, she's hot. Two, she's hot.
Insight? Mm-hmm. Oh, like, don't have zero insight. Which of these?
Yes.
Nat 20?
On the dice that you gave me for my birthday, nice. Right after we started D&D. That's nat 20, so 25.
We love it. You're laughing at me, but I'm actually really happy. I was really worried to be a one. This is going to be important information.
Just funny that it's a nat 20.
Like, yeah. We all clenched as soon as
I started laughing. That laugh was pure joy. That wasn't my "this is a nat one" laugh.
So I imagine you're probably replaying the conversation over in your head a lot, ruminating a lot.
Mm.
And two things stick out as you kind of have had some rest, a couple bottles worth of distance from the conversation. And that is, as you know, Riven Youngblood is incredibly powerful.
Mm.
We're talking level 20, easy.
But I didn't know her whenever I rolled my history check back, first session or whatever, I didn't.
Yeah, yeah, because you're never around there. But just from your two encounters with her now, you know, very, very clearly very powerful. There's a word that keeps sticking out in your head that she said twice in your conversation with her. She said, when you asked her for more information...
She said it's all she can say.
She kept saying, she's told you everything that she can tell you.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, when you baited her about Ruko, and she slapped you, at the time, you took that for anger.
Mm.
And there's definitely some anger. Like, you both were pretty hot at that time.
Mm.
Like I said.
Flatter to be included.
But you recognize an emotion that she was trying to conceal, but with your natural 20 wasn't able to.
Yeah.
And that is fear.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Mama scared.
Which is concerning for you, considering how, you know, what does she have to be afraid of? But.
Yeah, well, and Caitlin also knows a lot more about this game than Mahogany does.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So, that's interesting.
Mahogany doesn't even know it's a game.
Well, no, just the... Like, I know things about your character that I am just trying to ignore exist. Because of inference. I'm trying not to meta.
Oh.
I'm also afraid that you guys are gonna meta on my secrets because that. So
nobody at this table has secrets.
No, definitely not.
I know.
Uh huh. Yeah, you don't hide any secrets in that black armor. None.
Well, actually, I take it back. Tits. Three of you definitely don't have secrets. One of you definitely has secrets.
Wait, really? No way.
I can't wait till you all find the secret reveals about Gertie's backstory.
What she's hiding in her shell.
What really goes on under there?
What really happens under... What is it, a shower cap for your...
Yeah.
Did we decide on that? I can't remember.
I think we just decided a cloak.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha. No. I just remember.
I was really thinking something like that.
The fur shower cap. Yeah. That's
hilarious. Okay. So, those are things going in your thought. You all are making your way...
Sorry. I was like, what is this? There's a bug on me.
Oh, those things come out this time of year.
Yeah. What is it?
It's like a stink bug.
Yeah. Oh, I hate those.
It's stink bug pride month. They keep coming out.
They get in. They
absolutely
get,
not. Shut up. Absolutely not.
They do get in just.
Oh, yeah.
No, my old apartment was just a color.
Are you okay?
Because I was up against the grass, and so it was just a colony of stink bugs on my patio. 100% of the time, it was awful. They're also destroying ecosystems because of climate change. Because they shouldn't be this far north.
Doesn't exist.
I know, right? It definitely doesn't exist. As we look out on the dreariest fucking March! Fuck you, weather. Fuck you. Yesterday was very nice.
Good day yesterday.
I did go to Lowe's and I did get more primroses. Nice. They were $1 each because they were on clearance. Nice. Because they were early, nobody bought them, and now they're just so aggressively pot bound that they're gonna die if somebody doesn't put them in a new pot. Bound. Yeah.
That's the name of my new punk band.
Oh. Alright, so you all are making your way towards the constabulary. Mahogany still on the phone. What's the vibe for you three this morning?
Normal.
Yeah,
did you say YOLO?
No, normal.
I think Gertie's probably nonplussed. She's like, I mean, what's gonna happen next?
Ruko found a stink bug in his bed, and he actually grabbed it, so he's just been smelling it.
Gertie slaps your hand. Don't smell it, it'll stay in your nostrils. Right? Go wash your hands.
Okay.
I thought you were the clean one.
So rude.
I am both offended and flattered.
Also, I imagine your outfit's back to being immaculate this morning.
Yes, absolutely. As immaculate as... Actually, maybe not. Because, I don't know. I feel like I'm probably a little thrown by everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you did just confirm last night that your mom actually did do the kidnapping.
Yeah, I really thought she didn't.
Well, did you?
Yeah.
Parents betray us.
Is that why you don't talk to yours?
My stories are my own.
Definitely make sure you avoid to share anything at all.
Smell this. I hold up my stink bug hand.
I'm so glad I was in the middle of fucking swallowing when that happened. You were really quick on it. Smell this.
Ugh. That smells disgusting.
Okay, does that make you happy or sad?
Nicer.
Oh, really? It's a good test, though.
Yeah.
We should keep trying.
Bad smells exist in the world.
And that's not something that brings you...
It is a fact of life.
Is there anything that does bring you joy?
Oh.
No, she's fantasy French.
Cigarettes and sex.
I mean, the question remains.
Sure.
What?
Did we catch her a little?
She just said cigarettes and sex.
Yeah. Oh, is that what you said? I thought you said just a French sound effect.
I will not play someone who enjoys smoking, so.
Fair.
Yeah, because smoking is gross.
It's nasty. Mm-hmm. What?
She was smiling yesterday.
Were you?
I like it when people realize that the world is not as filled with hope as they pretend it is.
So you do enjoy the suffering of others?
Mm-hmm. No suffering.
That was why you smiled? I thought you were smiling because everyone thought we were weird and nobody came towards our table.
Keep it together!
I can't with Jeff. No. That is not right. I don't enjoy your suffering.
You enjoy the trip of getting there? It's all about the journey.
No. I enjoy when people realize, as I said, that things aren't always as they think they are.
So, if I thought something was really awful, everything was horrible, and then I was informed that it was actually really good, and I was very happy about that, that would get you the same kick that the opposite?
No, because that would be a lie.
Oh. Right.
Mm.
Okay.
So, do you have any hobbies?
I like fighting.
True enough.
Okay. Thanks for sharing. I also like fighting.
Yes, we had fun that one day.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying your breakfast cupcake?
Yeah, there's a lot of crumbs.
They were a little crummy.
I was like, that's just for me later.
Okay.
Always.
I'll hoover that right up.
Thanks, Frodo.
Now that we've got our cloaks, I guess we can get on the road. As soon as some people finish their breakfast cupcake.
I mean, we're
how
walking.
How lavish.
We're walking to the constabulary, aren't we?
Are we?
I thought that's what he narrated.
Okay. That's why I'm struggling.
Walking at the same time.
Do you need us to stop so you can finish?
I mean, yeah, actually.
Right.
Fair.
I'll make sure.
Oh, God, if I sit down, I'm not going to get back up.
No, I just feel like...
You can just walk very slowly.
Okay.
I shove the cupcake in my mouth.
Little geriatric steps.
Okay, so you all make your way. Rico is able to finish his cupcake.
Yes, and Joe will too soon.
Shove it in your mouth.
Right. I can't stop smelling the stink bug.
Oh no.
Oh no.
How do you spell constabulary?
C-O-N-S-T. A B U L A R Y.
Oh, just as you'd think. Thank you.
Alright, so. You all make your way through these quieter streets. It's kind of the end of the week. Most people have the shops are mostly closed, people have the day off of work. The town's a little quiet. Can you make your way into the constabulary? You walk in there and you just see, you don't see Praga or Guard Captain Rask. You just see an elven woman who's got a big mug of coffee on her desk and a kind of a, what looks to be like a cheap paperback novel in her hand. She looks up and... Oh, yes?
Is she geriatric?
She that type of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's an older looking one.
Oh, okay.
Is there anything you need help with? For adventurers to do so that we are not bored while we are waiting to be able to leave your fine city?
She says you're the adventuring group that found the Dawnbound, aren't you?
Oui.
Oh, yeah, that's quite impressive. Second Captain Praga was speaking quite highly of you. Which one of you is Ruko, the leader? I must be you.
Huh?
Spoke quite highly of you.
The leader.
Yeah. We did. Is there anything, like Kalee said, that we could do?
Well, it's week's end. We don't really have much today.
Well, like, things that adventurers do. We don't want to, like, work on a farm or at a shop.
Yeah, we're not going to clean windows.
Yeah.
She says, we could patrol. Always could use more people patrolling the wilds.
Like,
I don't like patrolling wilds. Get me out of the city.
Well, fine with me, I guess.
Yep.
But that's just us going and doing our thing. Do you pay us to patrol?
Do you want to work here full time as city guards, folk?
No. So the answer is there's nothing you have for us to do. We should just do what we want.
Yeah, that's a greater way. It's a much more clean way of putting that. Yeah. I mean, it's not. We're not crawling with monsters every day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She said, check back tomorrow. Maybe a monster will pop up before then.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it weird that Prague's not working, or is that...
It's Sunday. It's like... They're
okay, right.
This is that clearly like sense. The C team manning the desk.
Oh, makes sense. Okay. Come back tomorrow.
Interesting.
What should we do now?
Well, we've got our worm stuff with the wolf pelts. We could go somewhere cold.
Just to be somewhere cold.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just like, is there something that we need to do?
It's heading into winter, right? Grinning goes into death?
Grinning and Kolth.
Kolth. Okay. I guess, is there a board? Is there a jobs board anywhere? Of any sort?
Ooh, a wanted poster.
Yeah, something.
We could be bounty hunters.
I don't know about that. But I've done it before if we have to.
Alright, yeah, you go to, you walk and find the kind of wanted board. And you look, a lot of them are kind of old and wrinkled. You see a lot of smugglers, that you probably wouldn't be able to find a lead on. Mm. And then you find one that's a little more recent. And it's for a bugbear named Aspar. A-A-S-P-A-R. And Aspar is wanted for grand theft of the noble counsels.
Nobles.
And there is a 500 gold piece reward for him returned dead.
Oh, Jesus.
Hmm. What do they want for proof of death?
The head.
Mm.
Grim.
Interestingly, you're not supposed to turn it in to the constabulary. This is a private bounty posted by the Dragomir family.
Dragomir.
D-R-A-G-O-M-I-R. And you would recall, because it's been days for you instead of many, many months, that the Dragomirs are the family that control the grain stores and own Streka Spirits.
Mm, that's right. Was the guard captain or whatever, like, up on the hill talking to them?
They were talking to, not to the Dragomirs, they were talking to Imperator Basker.
Oh, yeah, like the leader of the prefecture or something like that.
Yeah, of the fiefdom.
That's what it was.
Thief.
Hmm.
What's the bugbear's name again?
Asper.
Asper, thank you.
Asper. A-S-P-A-R.
Hmm. Does it have any leads as to where this person might be? Last seen or anything like that?
No.
Hmm.
You'd have to do some urban hunting.
Well, maybe we go back to the bar. Bartender usually has a good idea of things that are going on.
Yeah.
That okay with you, leader?
Who is the leader? Not me.
We are not cohesive enough for there to be a leader.
Yeah.
I understand they made a mistake because you're the person was talking about you. Also, that person, that elf, may have been very, very old. They seemed old. They seemed on your level rather than ours.
But Gordy's so spry. That lady was
spry is a descriptor for someone very old. You don't use that word a lot in
that's
referencing.
One.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh, oh, she's writing it down.
Gordy's mad at me. Oh no.
I don't know if I piss off a person that can create a maggot inside of somebody.
I mean, it's not like I am incapable either. So, yeah, let's go back to the bar. See what they have to say.
So we're taking up this job?
Well, maybe.
Are we opposed to?
Does it say we have to check in with someone? No, right? If it's a wanted dead poster, you just show up and you get the money.
Yeah, no, if you've got the head, you show up to the Dragomir Estate and you turn it in.
Yeah. So we don't have to tell anybody we're doing it, just in case.
No, but we can see if the the tavern person knows.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I just don't want to, I'm not
like
all about...
cool hangout.
Yeah, I'm not all about being official about it, I guess. Like, telling people we're, like, looking him up or anything,
no.
You know. Just asking after him is fine.
Yeah.
See what they say.
Okay.
Yeah. So you head back to the place you stayed last night, the bed,
yep.
You asked?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you head back down there. A little frustrated at the lack of leads at the guard station.
How dare they?
And you arrive back, and Anya, the barkeep that was working there last night, is working there this morning. Polishing her glasses. She sees a lot of you come in. Welcome back. She says, bored already.
Don't you know?
Well, you all asked me so many questions last night about things to do around here.
Mm.
And then are back at 10:30 in the morning to a bar, so.
Have you ever heard of a bugbear named Aspar?
Of the what?
Bugbear named Aspar.
Well, who hasn't heard of Aspar?
Can you give us the history of this bugbear?
Aspar is a folk hero in these parts.
Like Robin Hood.
Robs from the people like the Dragomirs and the Volkovines. And then mysteriously, food for people needs him to show up and things like that. What, did you see one of his wanted posters?
Yeah.
Yes, the Dragomir started putting those up. The local constabulary put up their wanted posters a couple of years ago and never updated them. And the Dragomirs are pretty upset about that.
So it's not a priority for the constabulary to get him?
They've got their best people working on it, I'm sure.
Wink, wink.
Yes, wink, wink.
I say it because I can't wink anymore. My eyelids are just young as they used to be.
Do turtles have nictitating membranes?
I would
as
assume
well as,
so, yeah.
Yeah. I think they nictate as well as blink. If they blink at all.
She hands you some eye drops.
Oh, thank you. She just empties the whole thing into her.
Oh, God.
Sounds squeaky. Like a rubber balloon.
Just saline running down the lips.
Yeah.
Your cheeks, your lips still a little stretched out from yesterday. You're like, I look pretty.
I'm moisturizing.
She says, yeah, so, I mean, why do you ask? Are you interested in pursuing Aspar?
I mean, you said it yourself. We're bored already.
Well, not anymore. We were thinking about it, but we're not doing it.
Yeah,
right.
That's why we're asking.
And thanks for telling us. Well, now we don't have anything to do again.
Yeah, I know, right?
We could go meet him. Maybe we'll join him.
Do you know where he is?
I don't.
I can't imagine he'd trust four strangers fresh out.
Four well-armed adventurers
fresh
in town. Fresh
in town, yeah. I can't imagine.
Do you know if there's somewhere we could leave a message for him that he might be able to get?
She's... roll me a persuasion check.
Okay. Quite persuasive. I'm doing this full time. 18.
Nice.
She says, well, if you're really interested in learning more, she says, you're in the wrong part of town, I think.
Where should we go?
She says, you want to head over to the Sticks. She says, that's a little more of the type of vibe that Asper, I'm sure, would go for. She says, you know, you are in the nicer part of town right now. Which you know, befits people of your stature and bearing, but...
Me? Fancy?
she says, but yes, she says there's a tavern there called the Ashen Cup.
Mm. Have we heard of that one?
I don't think so. Or maybe it was given to you as like a potential in option. It's a place you might be able to stay, but it was like the cheap place, you know, that you decided.
We went middle of the road, right? As taverns go?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, no, it's one of the nicer places in town. Mm. But, you know, they don't really have like very nice places. Mm.
So this is the very nice place.
you're in the nice part of town.
She can hear you.
She can't
hurt
Caitlin.
Yeah. Ooh. Maybe she can.
Better not be able to. Now that's freaky. Reverse meta.
Anyway, she says, if you go to the Ashen Cup, the bartender there is named Serenity. You can tell him that I sent you that way. I don't know that it'll do you much good, but they're an old friend of mine.
Cool.
Thanks, Anna.
No problem. You're my best customers last night, so I'm always happy to help those that help me stay afloat financially.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay, team. Let's go.
As she said that last bit, there is just something strangely radiant about her, and when she smiles, each of you feel with a little bit of warmth, and like you just get like the briefest whiff of like a scent that you loved as a child.
Triggered? What? Huh. Can I insight that?
Sure.
Oh, well, there it is. You roll a 20 and then you roll a 2. So that's a 7. Never mind.
You don't even... it's just... You don't see anything from her that she seems to be doing it. It's just, like, it's just sort of a memory that came to you unbidden from being in her presence.
Which is really weird. Yeah. And still distinctive, even though I rolled a 7. So, all right. Well, shall we?
Yeah.
All right, so you head back out, crisscrossing this town that you know. This sort of, you're in this part of town called the Bent Road, which is just this very... windy district where there's no straight streets and it's very labyrinthian and maze-like. You all are very quickly becoming old hands at it as you continue navigating in and out of it over and over again. you head basically away from the river past Stone Watch, which is where the constabulary is, and on the other side of Stone Watch is this working class neighborhood that's almost hidden behind Stone Watch. You pass through it on your way out of town, but where instead of you know all these buildings in the Bent Road and Stone Watch are made of like old stones that you feel like have been there for you know centuries. This part of town like is made of wood. The houses are a little more ramshackle, closer together. The streets are less nice. That sort of vibe. And as you walk through down the street, the cold wind blowing in, though you are all wearing cloaks and feel nice and cozy, and a few early flakes of snow fall from the sky, even though it is still late autumn up this far north, that is when this sort of weather begins. And so you make your way into the Styx, and very quickly find in the very large building compared to these sort of other smaller buildings, in a place called the Ashen Cup. It's 3 stories tall, made of wood, and there is a large, kind of chalice-esque cup hanging in front of the door that at one point you get was probably painted gold, but now through the years the paint has flaked off and the sun has baked it, and it's just sort of this ashen gray color.
Do you think they named that before it looked ashen?
Probably.
How did they know?
Is it ashen or ash and cup?
Ashen.
Oh.
A-S-H-E-N.
Maybe they are realists and know that everything breaks apart eventually.
For sure.
I think that might be it.
You want to talk to the bartender?
Okay.
Okay, so you head inside. You see when you walk in, you see a large tavern hall filled with tables lining the walls throughout the center of the floor. And for 10:30 on a Sunday, there's actually, or week's end, there's actually a fair number of people here already drinking and chalking. You're surprised first by kind of the noise level of this place so early on a Sunday, but then further what you're surprised by is the person working the bar. You see a tiefling standing there, immaculately dressed, serving drinks. Anya was very warm and welcoming, and drew people in. This person is very cold. They don't emote much. As they get the drinks, they never appear rushed. They are immaculately dressed in this very nice pressed looking kind of suit, and they have a very vibrant lilac skin that has and these long horns that curl up and have little streaks of red running through them.
Cool. So they're hot.
They're hot.
So I'm like, yeah, I'll go talk to them. We walk in, I'll turn around. Is someone else go talk to them?
Really?
Do you want one of us to go with you?
I'll go talk to them.
I thought we were joking about me being the leader. I can't.
I mean,
I can't lead, and I can't talk to the hot people.
Okay, don't worry about it. I'll walk up to them and be like, hello! We're looking for Serenity. We were sent by, what was her name?
Anya.
I kept wanting to say Arya.
Arya Stark, a good friend of mine. They say, hello, my name is Serenity. You are looking for me, I take it.
Oh, yes.
Are you interested in a drink?
Yes, and some information. If we get some drinks, would you be willing to talk with us for a little bit?
He says, neither come free, but yes, I'd be happy to chat with you.
Great. I'll have whatever ale you have on tap.
Ale. And for the rest of your crew.
What do you guys want?
Same. Whatever you recommend.
Huh? Okay. He pours 3 ales.
Oh, he.
Or, sorry, they. They pour 3 ales. And then they set a very nice bottle of elven wine in front of you. And I'll say that'll be a copper piece from the three of you and 10 gold pieces from you.
Well, I haven't touched it yet. Do I even have 10 gold?
Yes, you guys just got paid.
Or did I spend it on stuff already?
You have not spent it on anything.
I'll pay for all of them. I was going to say.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I do. Oh, okay.
Look at you leading.
I can pay for it. Caitlin didn't remember if I had any gold. That's all it was. I wasn't trying to be belligerent.
Yeah, no, but look, they said that they'd pay for us.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I'll just give them 11 gold.
Yeah. Nice.
Most kind. I do hope you enjoy the wine.
Thanks.
Do you have some time now to chat?
They look around. I have a few moments, yes.
Great.
Did you want me to uncork it for you?
Sure, yeah.
They reach into a pocket and pull out a very nice corkscrew and pop out the cork and set a nice glass in front of you.
We're adventurers. We were brought together by things beyond our control, but, you know, here we are. And so we're just trying to do some good out in the world, do the best that we can, and figure out how to fix this crazy messed up world.
That is very noble of you.
I think so.
We're also just really bored, too, not to be too noble.
They look around and kind of linger on Elaine for a second after hearing that.
Yeah, just like straight up, that and also we're just bored right now because this town is very small and we don't know anyone.
So we did some jobs for the constabulary, and they don't really have anything else for us.
Yes, word on the street is that you found the Dawnbound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Dawnbound, though I hear you were able to bring back their paladin one piece.
We were.
One piece, yes.
Oh. Still hogging.
I'm still very haunted by it. I'm sorry. I just... It was horrible.
She's recovering now.
That's true. It just... Yikes.
But, we heard about Aspar, the bugbear. And it sounds like he's doing a lot of great work. And there's some bad people kind of trying to get him. We might be interested in helping him if he would like it. I wasn't sure if you know of how we could get a message to him.
I would encourage perhaps a little more discretion, my friend, when discussing helping Aspar.
Oh.
Especially in a crowded room. You never know what ears might be listening.
Do you have
the Dragomirs are powerful people, very wealthy, and they would gladly pay for information for anybody conspiring against them.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Do you have a private room where we could maybe discuss further?
With discretion.
You would like to rent my private room?
Yes.
No. How much would something like that cost before we say yes?
A very good question. You are learning.
I didn't not know. I just didn't expect. It seemed like Bumpkinville here, but apparently there's high society.
They're just taking advantage of rubes.
Yeah,
you can't blame them.
It happens. But that is the question.
When wealthy adventurers come into my establishment looking for information, I make sure that they get whatever they'd like.
Smart
How's
person.
How's the wine?
It's fine.
Are you drinking any of it?
I took a sip, yeah.
Interesting.
Why?
Fuck you. It's a very good elven wine.
No.
Tastes good. Well, the private room, the rates are gold piece for every 10 minutes.
No. Yikes.
Okay. So, I guess you're not interested in helping us, is what I'm hearing.
I would never move against the Dragomirs or provide information that could hurt them.
Hmm. I hear that.
Can
okay.
I insight check, though?
You know, with your passive
insight. Yeah. We don't need to.
You can tell that they're obviously not going to talk about things like that in the open like this. If you wanted to spend a gold piece for 10 minutes, you could talk about it with them in the back room.
I'm going to spend a gold piece to talk
to
them.
Okay, yeah. So it is, like, that is the implication that they will talk to us if we rent the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I was picking up, you can rent it, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to ask for even more. Or,
no,
you know,
just not what I was getting.
Yeah, okay, my bad.
Unless they talk really slow. Probably, like, we have at least enough for 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can.
No, we're fine. I just read the situation wrong. That's my bad.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have time now, or do we have to schedule it in advance?
It'll be a gold piece for the first 10 minutes.
Okay. Here's a gold piece.
Why, thank you. He gestures, or they gesture towards the door to the side.
Why, thank you. And I'll grab my ale and shuffle on over to the room.
I take my bottle of wine that's mine now.
Yeah, cheers.
Did they leave the cork?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take that too.
Was it just Gertie that gets to go?
No,
we all go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll chug my ale and then follow.
All right, so you head into this room. It is a small room with a table in the center of it. As you walk in, the din of the outside fades to nothing. You can't hear anything from outside this room. And you would gather that there's some sort of, perhaps, enchantment on this room that...
Oh, good.
So you go inside. The door shuts behind you.
I ready an action.
What action do you ready? Paranoid?
To attack anyone who attacks us. I'm just... paranoid.
Yeah, clearly.
No, I just walk in, try not to spill blood.
you walk in. Serenity does not follow right away.
The time doesn't start until you're in here.
I bet that's not the case. I bet she comes in at 9 minutes 50 seconds.
Alright, so after a few minutes, the door opens. And then walks a plain-looking human with a lute.
With a lute.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You attack.
I know, I was like, with a lute? A lute crate?
An instrument.
He says, hey, I hear y'all are looking for a song.
Is this his
voice? Yes. What kind of songs do you have?
Songs of folk heroes, Robin the Rich.
Yeah. That sounds exactly like what we'd like to hear. Do you have anything about secret, what's the word? Secret associations and doing what's best for the people and undermining the rich assholes.
I got a few songs like that.
Well,
he comes in and sits down, starts plucking up the lute. He says, so, word on the street is you all are looking to write some songs yourself.
Yeah.
You said a human, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Frodo.
He says, so what kind of songs are you looking to write?
We would also like to write a song about helping the common man and redistributing wealth.
Well, the wealth is concentrated in these parts, and the people that control it don't take too kindly to people taking it.
That's why we're just singing about it.
You could end up on a poster like that, Aspar.
Oh, yeah. He's a great one. Is there any way for us to maybe get a song in front of Aspar?
I don't know. Aspar's pretty particular about who he keeps company with. Doesn't just meet with any schlubs that come in off the street looking to cause trouble or perhaps cash in on a bounty that's on his head.
Well, we could also just be looking for a job, too.
Yeah, I mean, anything we can do to prove our loyalty?
Well, you all have been at the constabulary's office 4 times in the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
So,
just doing work. Some honest work.
Got attacked on our way into town.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So you're doing some honest work, and now you want to do some dishonest work. Is that what I'm hearing?
I would say that this is honest for the people.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on how you define honesty. The law isn't always honest.
That's right. Listen, I'm really bored.
And so you're going to go start robbing rich people in a town you're not from.
I don't know. I'm looking for something to do.
I mean, I'm also okay with community service. I don't need to do anything dangerous. What do you got for us? Anything?
Roll me a persuasion check.
Just Gertie or as a group?
Anybody that wants to.
I did say that's right.
That is correct. That's you right. Did say that.
What's that? Not 20.
Just your that's right.
I think it's just an 8. Yeah.
15. Although I don't know that my persuasion counts for the group persuasion.
I'm not. I'm just here.
Not participating.
I mean, I'm just the one kind of talking, so I don't think it went well.
24.
That's really committed.
All of you can go, but you can stay.
He looks at the lot of you. He kind of focuses on you, Ruko.
That's what a nat 20 gets you.
He says, you don't look like the Robin type. Have you ever robbed anyone before?
No. Okay. Above table. Do I think it would help this situation to tell him, to encourage Ruko to tell him about all the times he's been kidnapped?
I don't know.
Okay. No, because that's just
a table. Look at it this way. You basically walked into the seedy part of town. You're new to town.
Yeah, 100%.
You have a small reputation for having helped the constabulary solve a thing.
Yeah.
And now you're going into the criminal organization asking him to rob, like, the richest people in town.
Oh, sure. It's bad. Yeah. There's nothing good about it.
No, I've never robbed anyone. But I've never had the need to. But I think knowing rich assholes gives me a different perspective. I think some of them deserve to get robbed and, you know, get
wrecked.
Wealth. Yeah, get wrecked. Like Gertie said, the law's not always right. It's not like we're doing things to help the law. We've been doing things to help people. This ale's really good, though. Have you tried it yet?
I never drink.
Oh, sorry.
He kind of leans closer to you, and as he does, you get just the faint, like, whiff of smoke. Like a campfire.
Is that how Serenity smelled before?
No.
Oh, okay.
Or do you mean Anya?
No, Serenity, no. The bartender
the
at this place. Place.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
I give it with a smoke?
Mm-hmm.
Campfires?
Mm-hmm.
They've got a hideout.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he extends a hand out.
Let's join hands in prayer.
High five.
He holds his hand.
Uh-huh.
He puts the other hand on top of it and concentrates for a sec. His eyes kind of flash a strange sort of gray silvery color for a second. This isn't the occupation for you.
What does that mean?
What is?
Y'all want to do some good for this city?
Yeah.
He says, you're not going to find it slumming around in these parts.
Hmm. Where should we go?
He says, well, I'd recommend heading back towards Bent Road.
Okay.
He says, doing some shopping, buying some drinks.
Okay.
He says, you all are good people. And I sense your ability to do good outside of the law. But I do not think you'd be a fitting addition to the type of people I need to run operations in this city.
Mm-hmm. What do you need?
He says, I've said what I've come to say. Okay. I appreciate the interest.
What's your name again?
I never gave it.
I'm asking, what's your name?
I never gave it.
What can I call you?
You can call me whatever you'd like.
Good Lord.
So...
just call me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you just saying that we should go spend money in the city and that's our way of helping?
Yes.
Okay.
Support the merchants. So if you want to support, help the people...
We have been.
Use some of the coin in your thick purses.
Okay. So you're not interested in having our help. Got it.
Not for the things that you're suggesting. Though I appreciate the intent and the effort.
What was it you just did there?
Well, I concluded your interview.
What? And the silvery thing across your eyes?
You didn't see that.
Oh, well.
Just Ruko. Mm-hmm.
Oops. Are you able to tell other things? Like, that are gonna happen? No, unrelated to my interview.
He says, I'm your fortune teller.
Do you know one?
Would you like to go visit a fortune teller?
Sure.
He says, well, of course. He says, that's how you could help the city, by supporting your local fortune teller. Naturally. He says, Mother Broadfist.
Mother Broadfist.
So you can find her a few blocks from here. She tells fortunes out of a cart. She's an old dwarven woman. It has been a pleasure meeting you. He says, good luck in your good works for the city. And you will never see me again.
Fine by me.
And he leaves the way he came in.
Let the disguise drop to the floor. Let the disguise drop to the floor.
Let's get out of this room before we get charged for another 10 minutes.
Cool.
Well, that was wholly disappointing.
Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. I mean, why? It's not completely crazy it went that way. We are complete strangers who just rocked up to this town and...
I know. But I feel like, you know, he took my hand, something weird happened with his eyes, and he, like, went all silver, and then he was like...
Really?
Felt like he... Oh, sorry. It felt like he looked into my soul, and he said, no...
Looked into your soul and said, you're not a robber.
I mean, not the worst thing for somebody to say to you.
I guess it seemed like y'all really wanted to help Aspar.
We've got other ways to help. I mean, it's not that we need to help Aspar. It's just that we found somebody that had a worthwhile cause that we could help, but they're not interested, so we'll go do our own.
I'm just bored, so yeah, it's fine. But I'm curious about fortune teller.
Yeah, let's go to the fortune teller.
Yeah.
Colleen, would you grab your kitty cat tarot deck?
Oh, yeah. Lord.
What was the fortune teller's name again?
Sorry. Mother Broadfist.
Mm-hmm.
Broadfist?
Mm-hmm.
A fist so broad.
Sounds dangerous.
Yes.
I have a question. When I talked, when we were sending to my mother, did she confirm that she was not the one that sent the lander?
Do you want another one?
No.
Okay.
She just didn't answer.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't have notes. Thank you.
No, notes head empty.
That's me.
Do you want any carrots?
I'm okay, thank you.
cupcakes are kind of hard.
Or what?
A little hard.
No, I thought it was good.
I don't mind a dense crumb as long as it's sweet and creamy.
Dense crumbs.
As long as it's gooey on the inside.
This is new.
Oh yeah, Colleen got that.
Pretty. I'm buying nothing.
That's
it's my special ice cream.
Ooh.
Forbidden bowl. Forbidden M&M's.
Special ice cream bowl is a necessary item. Or a spoon. I have a special spoon.
Well, I mean,
spoon.
I do too. I was,
Oh yeah, I have a special spoon. It's Dash Grace.
I try not to get too much junk on Buy Nothing, because that's what it is, but, like, it was so pretty, and it's, like, real crystal. And I was like, I deserve this.
Yeah. And it was literally free, so.
Exactly.
Yeah. You bought nothing.
I also got some of those giant round ice cube molds.
Cool. Mm. That's nice.
I have little tiny ones that I like a lot.
Okay. So, you walk and you find you walk around a few blocks and you find there is just a little trailer cart. It's got a door on it, and it's just marked Mother Broadfist.
Knock on it.
You hear a voice say, "Yes, yes, you may enter."
I stand in back of the line.
One at a time.
Oh, I push Ruko forward. Okay. Oh, we can't spectate?
The reading, you can share your readings with each other after they're done.
Dang. I'm excited.
Okay.
This is going to be fun.
Am I going first? I'll go first. Okay.
Come in, child, come in.
Hi.
You walk inside. The reason it's one at a time, by the way, is there's room for two people in this car. There's her, who is sitting behind a table. You see this weathered old dwarven woman, so old that she barely has any hair left on her head. Just some straggly, gray, wispy hairs. It's mostly bald. Some, like, a loose, patchy beard. Her skin is just, like, is old and leathery, but the color of, like, granite. And as you look at, as she looks at you, you look at her eyes, and they are just like covered with milky cataracts. And she says, "Welcome." She says, "Unfortunately, as much as I enjoy giving fortunes, there is a price." And she holds up a little like box with a slit in the top of it.
How much?
You pay.
Oh.
Pick your own adventure.
Okay. Do I know where I'm from? How much, like, a fortune costs?
You probably used to pay him, like, a gold piece or two for it.
Okay. I'll give her two. Is that okay? Please tell me.
Once you put the coins in the box, she takes it back and sets it down. And she says, "What brings you here today? What fortune do you wish to have read?"
My mama told me. Is there any way to find out if there's someone trying to find me or mean me harm?
Is that what you wish to find today?
Yeah, I already know my destiny, so...
Well then, my child, you must draw from the deck.
Oh, cats!
Oh yes, I got this used. But the cards, the magic is still there, do not worry.
Do I just draw?
Mm-hmm.
From the top.
Oh, the hermit. She kind of moans for a second. She closes her eyes. And she says, "Yes, there is one who has been waiting so long for you. She says, patience is her virtue. Alone in the woods, she stays." She says, impatient she is growing with it. She says, it has been 25 years.
Is that how old I am?
You're 24.
I'm 24.
And the cost is due.
And the cost is due.
She extends a hand.
I brace myself.
No. She grabs her wrist. "I see you. You will be mine soon enough, child." And then the woman shakes out.
"Are you okay, Joe?"
That was scary.
Right?
I'm good.
"Are you okay?
Are you..."
What was that?
I was going to ask you the same thing. What do you remember saying?
"I remember reading your fortune. That is all.
Okay. What part of the fortune do you remember?"
"You drew the hermit."
"I did. What does it mean?"
She looks at it and then means what it means. "Your fortune has been read."
"It means that my fortune's been read? Oh, because it's okay. Yeah. Yeah. You just told me what I needed to hear. You don't remember what you said?"
She says, "I never repeat myself, child."
"Oh, that's fair. That's super cool.
Put more money in the box."
"I love it.
See if that works. Put more money in the box."
I will take out another cupcake that I had. I'll give it to her. Maybe like low blood sugar. For you."
She takes it and unwraps it and opens the mouth. There's like one tooth left in there.
Oh.
She puts it in her mouth. And
it's good, right?
Very good.
Hard to walk and eat at the same time, though. Just to be warned. "Thank you very much, ma'am."
"Well, may all your fortunes be as you wish.
Thank
you. Send in the next one."
"Okay. I will, in 10 seconds. I will go. Okay, I'm done."
"How was it?"
"I don't know, like... No, I'm not gonna say it, because I don't want it to, like, you know, ruin the experience.
The mystique?
Yes. Oh. Very mystique-y.
Oh. Gotcha.
Can I go next?"
"Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah."
"Yeah. Maybe, like, there's not a lot of space, but I was like, maybe sit, like, a little further away."
"Oh, does she stink?"
No. I think she likes a little...
"She looks like she stinks."
"She did not. She didn't stink, right?"
"Well, yeah, actually, old people kind of do stink."
"Oh, God.
She's kind of like a stink bug."
"You fucking got me, Joe." "Maybe sit further away."
"That was good.
Did I spit? I mean,
no, I don't. She didn't really stay. She just like she just was, you know. I don't know.
Okay.
Hey,
Enzy.
Yeah, I'll play.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
You are giving Gertie much confidence.
Gertie, you go inside, you see a fellow old lady.
Oh my god.
Sitting behind her thing. She's got like cupcake frosting on her chin and like crumbs.
Oh, you got a cupcake.
Yes.
Pretty good, huh?
Oh, yes, that's a good cupcake. Would you like your fortune read today?
I would.
She extends a box of coins.
Oh, okay. And she pulls out, and she puts a gold coin in.
She takes it back. And she says, well then, draw a card.
The Five of Cups.
Oh, Five of Cups.
With a kitty looking over a river.
She says, well, I remember being able to see the cats in the cards.
They're really pretty.
She says, they are. They brought me much joy. I love those cats. She says, you have recently begun a new journey in your life. One you did not expect to make at such an advanced age.
Yeah.
She says, the Five of Cups, she says, that represents one for each of your companions, one for yourself, and one for the one who brought you there.
Oh. Good guess.
She says, one of the cups will be poisoned.
Did you say all the cups?
Like one of the people will be poisoned?
She says, it will be fatal to those who swallow.
One of the cups will be poisoned. Okay.
You said it faster, but I was thinking that.
She says, but this is not a bad thing. She says, you will have much joy in your journey. The creatures of nature will be attracted to you and will be your friends always.
Oh, good.
She says, choose your companions well.
Can you tell me if my companions currently are good?
Oh, yes, I was speaking to the animals that you will be companioning with.
Oh.
Choose them well.
My animal friends? Okay.
She says, one more thing, not part of your fortune.
Yes.
No.
She hands you a Werther's Original.
Oh my goodness, where did you get I thought they stopped making these back in the whatevers.
The whatevers.
She says, I always keep a dish for whenever ladies of a similar ilk come in.
Bless you.
She says, save it for a rainy day.
Oh, I will.
And do put that in your inventory, Colby.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
I don't know, the last Weathers didn't actually do anything.
You never know.
But I did it the entire campaign.
You did. It did come in handy, if I recall correctly.
I used it, I thought.
I think
at
you
some
gave
point.
It to somebody as like a bribe or something.
Yeah, wasn't
like that.
It the two guys that were married? I thought I
they
gave
were the
them.
Ones who gave it to us, but oh. I think we gave it to somebody we needed something from.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
She says, send in the next one.
Okay.
Are you going next?
I have no plans.
You should go next.
All right. I go in. I set my shield down. I take my veil off.
Good luck.
He says, you have come here to have your fortune read.
Oui.
She extends the box.
From my experience with, I'm assuming, a certain type of fortune teller, would I know what they would like?
Roll me. Is fortune telling something that Aline does?
Like, or? No, like grifters and stuff, you know? Like.
So you would know that this, you would know this is a grifter trick. They expect, because they know people will talk themselves into paying more than they may have otherwise. So you figure you can put any coin in here.
Okay. Put in. What do I have? Sorry. Making this way more complicated than it. I'll put in a copper.
Okay.
I mean, she's blind, apparently. She can't tell.
Hopefully that doesn't... What? Yeah. Would I think that would bite me in the butt?
Do you think that... Does Elaine think that she actually has a gift? Or does Elaine think... Does she have a gift, or is this a grift? Gift or grift?
Gift or grift.
She'll put in a silver.
In addition to the copper? Or instead of the copper?
Instead of.
That little I heard
no.
it. I
what
heard it.
What does that mean?
I've made you all too paranoid.
You act like that's not your entire focus.
Okay. Oh. Half your fortune's almost split to the floor.
No.
Draw a card. I don't know any card but that card.
Ten of chalices. Oh, that's so cute.
She kind of moans for a second. And she says, "Follower, walker of my Shia." She says, "It is always good to be in the presence of one of our own."
She said, "Fellow worshiper."
Mm-hmm. Okay. And she pulls out a little chain around her neck, and you see a familiar holy symbol.
Mm.
She says, "God of fortune, God of luck." She says, "But you focus more on the emotional aspects." She says, "You strongly considered whether this was a grift or not, didn't you? One born never to trust." She says, "You are surrounded by chalices." She says, "Some of which will hurt you, some of which could help you. If only you could tell which was which. Instead, you assume that they are all poisoned." She says, "Your fortune, your road does not take you where it thinks it's going to. You will have to return and face those that instilled this in you. But you will not go alone, and you will be grateful for not going alone." How old is Elaine now?
She's 23.
She says, you may think that everything is pointless, but you were brought back from the brink for a reason. My Shiha sees something in you. Now you just need to see it in yourself."
Does she still have cupcake on her face?
Yes.
"You have some cupcake on your face."
"Thank you."
"You're welcome."
"Thank you. Send in the next one."
"And I will go out. It is your turn."
Cool. I will go in.
Okay. You see her sitting there. You see a little bit of like frosting smear on her face. The same person that everyone else has seen. And she says, "Welcome, welcome." She says, "You've come to have your fortune read."
"Yeah. Here you go." I hold out a gold.
She holds out a box. She says, "You may draw from the deck."
"You knew it." Oh, it's the same one. Ten of chalices.
Oh,
that's
weird.
Funny.
It's funny. I like the little rainbow one.
I know.
Yeah, that's pretty.
It's very cute.
Draw it.
Oh.
There we go. Oh, King of Swords. Very pretty. Mm-hmm. It's like a Persian. It's like a Persian and like, I don't know, like ice or something. Come on.
Cute.
Cute.
I think Joe wanted to see it.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, no. Forever gone.
What's gonna be? Oh, and then she says, in the second one.
Why?
For your friend.
Oh, right. I let Rosewood come down and pick one out as well.
He's like, I've been here the whole time.
Yeah, so he actually does take a claw and pulls it out himself. Oh, Five of Wands. It's a pyramid of cats with a rat in a cage.
Oh my gosh.
Despite all the rage.
Despite all the rage. Oh, they're freaking out. They can't get to that rat, for sure. Do you want to see it?
Tonight's
failure. Complete failure.
Could it be Satan?
Satan?
Could it be?
Oh, God. Satan. Is that what that card means? Satan?
No, there's actually a double card.
Oh.
It's a devil. A death card.
She says, appropriate card. She says, the throne won't be empty forever.
None of my concern anymore.
She says, you may run from your past, but you may not escape it forever.
Elaine would love to say death does come to us all.
I said nothing about death. She says, the King of Swords, she says, the sword that was meant for you may be meant for another. She says, though it was swung, it did not connect. It is still swinging and will continue to swing until it finds a target.
Mm.
And you... She addresses Rosewood. She says, they do not see you, but you are the fifth companion. She says, your protection of them does not go unnoticed. You have much growing to do, and much more protecting to do when you get there. She says, your fate, though, requires you to face another, a second egg.
Is she talking to me or Rosewood?
Both of you now. One that was hidden from the court, and one that has hatched.
So, the rightful, then.
The imposter.
Cool.
She says, when the basalt falls and shatters, you will go back.
When it falls?
Mm-hmm.
It's already fallen.
She says, it has not shattered.
Caitlin got you. Are you saying he's not dead?
She says, your fortune has been read. I hope you can find meaning in it.
Thanks, I guess. I leave?
She says, if your friend has any more cupcakes.
I'll ask him, for sure.
Thank you.
Hey, you got any more cupcakes? She really liked them.
No, but we can go buy some more.
Sure.
She says, you can forget fight. She says, don't worry about it. I'll go find some myself.
Yeah. But we were tasked to spend money.
It's true. I don't know that I want to spend all my money, though. Like,
you don't have to. You're just saying you want to help the community.
No, he's being an asshole.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took him sincerely.
We came to help, and he was like, no, just go spend money in the community. That's how you can help. Well, fuck you. We can do a lot more than fucking spend money. Sorry.
Yeah, when the rich people come in and say, we'd like to rob other rich people.
Yeah, all right.
Have you robbed people before? Rich. Well, no, we've never robbed anybody before.
Well, to
so
be
we'd
fair,
like to learn.
I have 390 gold, and that's probably more than a peasant would make in their whole lifetime.
Not in their whole lifetime, but yes, they're definitely much more than I would make.
Don't they make like 10 or 20 gold a year?
It's like they make like 50-something gold a year.
Yeah, so... Even as poor as we feel, we're extremely rich.
You are already a tier above the common folk. All right, so you all convene outside the Fortune Teller sessions, and let's take a little bio break there. That seems like a good pausing point.
Bio break!
Okay, so you all are standing outside the Fortune Tellers. What's the vibe?
This.
I think Gertie's disappointed. It was just like, whatevs.
I think Mahogany is raveled. So that was interesting, huh?
Yeah. I think, like, maybe Ruho can sense that Mahogany is rattled, but he doesn't know if he's just projecting onto others right now.
Does Elaine smile again?
That's the gauge. If the vibes are bad, you just like check. If Elaine has a smile on, you're like, oh yeah, bad vibes.
Rancid.
It's too early in the day to drink a lot. Oh, I have wine. I could start drinking from the bottle.
Oh, okay.
Just gonna.
I didn't know you could do that.
Really? Everybody can have one drink, but I get most of it. If you want one.
Have it.
No. I don't want your germs.
That's also, where you draw the line.
Yeah, I need ice cubes for my wine. I'm an old lady.
Oh.
She's not a savage.
Here I am. Here I am.
Okay, so where do you go from here?
Oh, what do we do now?
Should we go out into the forest and fuck around?
Why would we go? Oh, yeah.
Just.
What was that?
Nothing. I'm just wondering why you would want to go to the woods, but that makes sense. We should go to the woods.
Oh, you like baths. That's what it is, right?
Hmm?
You like baths and stuff. And like.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or is it not that?
I had a weird fortune, okay? I'll tell you. What's your fortune? Yes!
Should we all go somewhere quiet to hear the fortune, or are we just doing it out on the street?
Mm-hmm. We should probably go somewhere.
Yeah.
That doesn't cost 1 gold per 10 minutes.
Per 10 minutes. We can just go back to
the bent cask.
Mm-hmm. Okay, or the woods. We could go into the woods.
Yeah. I mean, it's like 10:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
11?
11, 12 in there.
We could just take off.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys aren't far from the outside of town. I mean, you're on the kind of the edge of town here.
Well, let's go find something to kill. And talk.
Okay. And yeah. Head toward the woods.
Soon as we break the house line. So what was your weird fortune?
Okay. Did you have a weird fortune?
I had an interesting fortune. But you said yours was weird.
It was really weird.
Unexpected?
Yes.
Tell me.
Okay. Okay, so I will tell them everything. Well, okay, so she was like, what do you want to know? And I said, I already know my destiny, so I guess it would be helpful to know who, or if there was anybody who was trying to harm me, because, you know, I mean, my mom never confirmed that she sent the thing. Mm. I just realized today that she didn't
say if she did it or not. Mm. So I was like, you know, whatever that list that the keeper said didn't sound fun. And I feel like, anyway.
Yeah.
So I drew a card, and then it was like, I gave her a cupcake because I didn't want her to, like, panic. But she, like, didn't remember anything she said after I gave her the card.
Oh.
And she, like...
Oh, that happens to me all the time. That's just part of getting older.
Is it?
Well, I mean, it could be. It could have also been that she went into some sort of trance.
It was that one. It wasn't like, you know, when you lost your sock the other day and it was in your hand the whole time.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was a good. That was a fun morning.
Where's my sock? Where's my sock? It's in your hand, Gertie. Oh.
But, like, she was, like, she thought there was, like, somebody who's been waiting a really long time for me, alone in the woods, which I was, like, well, I don't know anybody who lives in the woods. Or didn't. You live in the woods, I assume.
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Well.
And Gertie does, too. You know, two people who live in the woods on the regular.
Wow. Nice.
But neither of us have been waiting for you, so you can count us out.
No,
on that list.
Because also, he said she's been growing impatient, and she's been waiting 25 years. I know I'm not great at math, but I'm only 24.
So, like, when you were conceived.
When's your birthday, though? Yeah.
First of your birth.
Thank you. First of your birth.
So, like, four months from now?
6 months.
No!
5 and a half.
Very far off. New Year's got to
go. New Year's Day.
Yeah, I did know it was New Year's. I just thought we were on the opposite side. I got my seasons mixed up based on last session.
Yeah, those
campaign.
Northern Southern Hemispheres really fucked with everything last night.
And then she, like, grabbed my hand, and I was like, oh, no. Not again. She's going to tell me that I'm not worthy of anything. And then she... But then she, like, got all, you know, that play with, like, the ring, and then the uncle got all, like, ah! You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Maybe. Is this fantasy Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
But then it was, like, she said, I don't remember the exact quote now. She was, like, I was scared. But she said, I'm going to find you, or you're going to be mine, or something. And I've been waiting. But it was like, it was not Mother Broadfist.
Oh.
I mean, it was. Oh, she could have been a really good actress. Because I'm scared.
I don't know if that was...
I don't think she's a very
good
actress.
I don't know
if
she was a very good actress. Yeah.
I think she probably had some sort of a spell there.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, that sounds probably true.
Yes, sounds like somebody is after you, especially with the hair.
Yeah, I mean, everything's kind of adding up to...
The hair and the frog. Is that a bit your ass?
I'll bit my whole body.
How sure are you that your mom is your mom? You ever done a DNA test?
I mean, we've never gone on Maury, but...
Liam's DNA test.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Let's go find one next time we're down. I'm sure there's a potion or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure. I look just like her.
Okay. I'll just spitballing.
And you all, then, having now seen what Urban Youngblood looks like, there's a pretty strong familial resemblance between the two of them.
There is a pretty strong familiar resemblance between you two.
Oh. Yeah.
Is it one of those weird things where, like, she's actually your sister?
Oh, God.
And, like, your real mom is this person that, like, went through the fortune teller?
Okay, so, like, that's really extreme. Maybe your mom paid somebody because she couldn't get pregnant or something.
I like my idea.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Both. Okay. I mean, women looking for ways to get pregnant when they can't, that's really normal. Maybe your mom was just like,
oops, went a little above my station and bit off more than she could chew.
So are we just pretending like he told us everything, like we know everything that we heard when it was actually happening?
Well, I mean...
More or less.
Joe did most of it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have told you everything, though.
Yeah, so I was going to also say maybe your mom made a deal with somebody because she wanted to get pregnant, and mm-hmm. now they're coming to collect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that's why she's been burning your hair, is to keep you safe.
So I do have to shave my head. Go back to shaving my head.
I mean, you don't have to. I mean, it sounds like they kind of already know you're out, so...
Yeah, I mean, if somebody came through that... You know what? Somebody just channeled through that freaking psychic or whatever. Probably really good we're not going to stay in town tonight. Right?
Oh. Are we leaving?
I mean, we're going to stay in the woods, right? You said live in the woods.
I just meant go into the woods to fuck around.
Oh.
I thought we were just taking a walk.
Yeah, I did too, but I mean, I have no problem staying over in the
night. I fully intended to not sleep in town tonight, so I guess it's good we got this out of the way before I made that assumption it was, you know, later.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could leave, but I feel like being alone might not be better than... But you're right, she probably knows exactly where we are.
Yeah, I mean, if she's, like, locating people through psychic pinpointing services...
You probably shouldn't endanger other people by being there.
Or everyone's in danger because there's about a beatdown about to come down on the town.
So we should go back and protect them. Oh, do you think we should tell Aspar?
I don't think we should ever mention the name Aspar ever again. I think that's fucked from the ground up.
You're like, this is my inn.
He told you you wouldn't be a good robber, and now you just want to impress him.
Yeah.
Because that was Aspar, right?
Yeah.
That was 100%
smelled
a bugbear.
Like campfire? That's bugbear.
That's fur. Bugbear.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Wouldn't say that.
Oh, okay. I mean, even if it wasn't, it was someone so close to him that they were, like, his second in command or something. Had to have been.
You're just stupid. Okay, your turn.
She implied that someone I thought was dead might not be. And that's extremely devastating information.
Devastating because you are happy that they might be alive, or devastating because you wish they were dead?
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, when you're ready to share... Please feel free to.
That problem will find me or it won't. But we're looking for something to fuck around about. To the woods!
What about you two? What did you...
Oh, mine was pretty generic. She was like, ooh, you've got 5 people in your group. And I'm like, dum-dum, we got 4. And then she was like, oh, but yeah, it's 5, including the person that brought you together. I'm like, fucking good guess. And then she said that there will be 5 chalices, and one of them will be poisoned. And I don't know if that meant that one of the people in our group will be poisoned, or someone will be a bad person, or also maybe she made it up. Maybe you used up all the goodness, like all her ability to actually tell fortunes, and then she was just making it up for me.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. It could have been.
I'm pretty sure she made mine up, so.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to ask, but if you feel like you want to share, please do.
I'll ask.
It was just nonsense about 10 cups.
Yeah.
There are only 5 of them.
Is that his turn?
Presumably you know more than 5 people. Anyway.
Rose would, kind of shimmies a little bit at being included.
I'm like,
I didn't mean to include Rosebud, but I was like, what if Ruko's just really bad at counting?
Oh yeah, Rosebud. So six.
Like, I've done it before. Yeah, we're a party of five. No, it's four. He doesn't count as a party member. He's the terrain. All the time.
Choo-choo. All right, so you all are walking and discussing out in the woods. There's kind of, the ground here is kind of rocky, and, you know, there's trees and things like that, though they're sparse, and there's, like, rock faces and various things like that. At a certain point, you look over at a rock face, and you're like, huh, that kind of looks like a face in the rock.
Mm.
And as you say that, the face pushes out of the rock, and this small creature, about 2.5 feet tall, emerges from the rock with this sort of long mustache, and it looks to be a long rope made out of hair.
Oh, no! I was going to ask if it's cute, but it's got hair!
Is it Ruko's hair?
Actually, it is kind of cute. I'll show you a picture.
It's got Ruko's hair. It's 100%.
Do I know what kind of a creature it is?
Oh, interesting.
You've never seen anything like this before.
It's super cute.
That is a very, what's it called? Like, pointy, rigid.
His mustachio?
Yeah.
Oh. What's up, little buddy?
And he says in Sylvan, which I think Gertie speaks.
Okay. Sorry, I don't have it on my
He just says, the pretty one comes with me, the rest of you can go.
Oh boy, here we go.
Okay.
As soon as he said pretty, I was like, yeah.
Like, I'm not even wearing my lip kit today.
And he is going to lasso his hair rope and throw it towards Ruko. And that is where we'll pick up next time.
You missed! I'm right here!
Not number 10.
Number 10? I'm getting kidnapped. Oh, because you're up to 9? I think so. It
yeah,
was
the
eight.
Last one would have been 9, right?
Yeah, the frog
9. They really count. They barely got you away from your friends.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a short kidnap.
I mean, if you count all those, like, almost been kidnapped, it's probably, like, you're probably up in a double ditch.
Double ditch.
So the next time we're playing is the 12th?
Yes, we will be off next week because we'll be doing Amanda stuff, and we'll be back here on the 12th.